Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to the Modern Australian Underground. I am your host, Christina Papp. Christmas is only a few days away. To some people it means something, to some people it doesn't. Maybe Christmas isn't a thing in your culture, maybe it's Hanukkah or winter solstice or just nothing and you get a few days off work. Either way, I hope you're in good company and get to enjoy a solid feed. It's summer over here in Australia, which means we don't huddle by the fire or build snowmen, but we usually have picnics in parks and give the footy a kick too. I wanted to play some seasonal tunes to spread some posy vibes, but I can't think of any contemporary Australian bands that have those sorts of songs. Plus, for a lot of people, this could be a hard time of year, so I'll stick to the good tunes and you just sit back, enjoy the sunshine with a nice bevy while you listen to the Modern Australian Underground. Alright, so let's get stuck into it. First up on the show today is Nightclub, which includes members of Deathwish and Bitch Prefect and Terrible Truths and other early 2010s bands. Their Private Party LP was released off Urge Records earlier in 2020, and this is Listen Up. We'll be right back. bullying nightclub at the start of the set, Ishka from Sydney and the band Research Reactor Corp does the Satanic Togas. At least I think it's just that one person anyway. They've been in operation for about 5 years now, with releases like Shitty Songs for Shitty People and I Gave My Kidneys to Rock and Roll. I would say I Gave My Liver to Rock and Roll, though. Thought Police was a song off their X-Ray Vision LP, recently released off Goodbye Boozy. After that, new Perth band Gaffer have a demo out on Helter Skelter Records. The song was No Pace. And at the end there, the amazing Sydney hardcore band Concrete Lawn with the song No Excuse. I got to play with them last year and thought they were a breath of fresh air. In the moldy basement, punk and hardcore can sometimes stagnate in. Anyway, let's keep digging into tunes on the Modern Australian Underground.
I'm gonna go.
State were at the top there. I played the cassette's title track, Funeral Politics. It's a bedroom project by Zach from Execution. I don't have any information on Zoids, but I like how it sounds like someone tried to smother the recording to death with a pillow, or you're watching them from really far away. Deep Underground is a song off their cassette that is unfortunately sold out via Wortman Inc., but they also have a cassette on Goodbye Boozy and a Flexi 7-inch coming out soon off the same label. After that was Garbage Disposal Unit with a song Eggverse Chain. It's off a split cassette with Rev, and that's out off Underheat Records. And at the end there, Sydney's infamous Low Life. The song Catholic Guilt was left over from their Dogging LP and released on 7-inch off London's Alter Records earlier this year. Low Life has been kicking Australian hardcore in the nads for almost a decade now, so if you haven't already checked them out, you should, and it'll give you some perspective on the depths of Australian underground.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Two tracks at the top were both off the most recent releases from Perth's televised Suicide Records. No Future kicked it off with Living in Fear, followed after that by hard rock and roll band from Brisbane, Knifer, with Outer Love off their Electric Songs LP. The following two songs are off the most recent releases from Adelaide label No Patience Records. Nilex following Knifer with Forces and Perspex with Sick Burden. Both bands are from Sydney, and we're going to keep that going now with Weirdo Hardcore Mutant Spoily Boys.
Stop it to break.
Chill Death Records released Crow Memory Grin. It's the first and long-awaited Oily Boys LP, and it came out earlier this year. It's about to be reissued off UK label Static Shock Records, which is a good thing because I think it's sold out from Cool Death. Their song Lizard Scheme opened the set. Red Red Crovy was after that. They have a new LP out this month, and you heard Before You Die. I then played an Il Globo song. It came out last year, but it's the last release Art Records did. And in my opinion, it's an underrated Melbourne punk banger. So go out and give the whole thing a listen. The song was Page One. And just then was Dump Hunts with Up All Night, released through Piss Fart Recordings. I gotta say I love the label, but I hate saying the label name. This is the last segment of the episode. So I'm gonna move away from the hardcore and into some more softer, feel-good territory here on Modern Australian Underground.
Just sit right here. here I am, once again a war.
Yeah.
You just listened to Fat Dive Alib by Nathan Roach. It's such a catchy tune. I really like it. I think Nathan has been living in France for the better part of 10 years now, but when I met him, he was living in Sydney. His 7-inch Piano, Woman, and Bicycle was released off French label Gone with the Weed, along with the next song I played by the band Australian Idol, which is a really hard name to Google. The song Bags came out as a self-titled cassette just before Nathan Roach's 7-inch earlier this year. Before that was Traffic Island Sound with the song Not Coming. It was originally released as a cassette off Moontown Records in late 2016, but has recently been re-released as an LP by Underheat Records. And starting off that set is a solo project of Tristan Davies from bands like Permits and the Stroppies. The project is called The Red Engine Group, with the song Approachable Members. And we're at the end of the show. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I've got a great interview planned for next week, which you'll be able to listen to at litmus.media or wherever you get your podcasts. That'll be the last episode for the year before I'm back in the new year with a lot of cool interviews and content from the Australian Underground. I'm super excited. If you have an event, new release, or an interesting topic you want to raise in line with the modern Australian Underground, you can hit me up at litmus.media. If you subscribe to the podcast, you'll be kept up to date with all the modern Australian Underground news and never miss an episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review if you want. It'll keep you up to date with all the podcasts coming out, and it'll help other people find it too. Anyway, catch you next week.
Litmus Media.